Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
January 25th, Bird of Paradise. We just finished one of those little firefights with a bunch of VC shooting sporadic small arms at the boats while we were beached. Our ramps were lowered to the ground so we could retrieve returning Army soldiers who were also in a small arms firefight. It was one time we were not allowed to return fire since there were infantry guys out in front of us, and of course, most of our weapons are mounted on the boat to shoot to our sides. Our location was a little ironic since we were parked at a graveyard site. From the coxswain flat, it was easy to see a carved wooden bird that was on top of a grave marker. Well, Gomer could see the wooden bird from the well deck, and he wanted it. No one has ever claimed that Gomer uses wisdom to make his decisions. He tends to be rather spontaneous with his actions. He dashes from the relative safety of the well deck and sprints with zigzag movement toward the grave marker and the wooden bird. The rate of the VC small arms fire certainly increases and seems to be primarily directed at him. Somehow, he wrestles the bird away from its eternal perch and returns in his same running style to our boat. He survives in one piece, and so does Takarvi. He then presents it to the boat crew to be placed up at the coxswain flat as our good luck charm. We are so proud of him and it. And then we ask him to choose a name for our mascot. He responds, "Since we're living in a tropical wonderland, I'll name it Bird of Paradise." I didn't know I would come to Vietnam to get the bird.
Yeah. And Gomer gave it to you.
Several times. Probably. We won't go there yet. Have some, a little bit.
Oh, my. That wasn't brave.
It was crazy.
That was
It wasn't insane. Brave. It was just crazy.
Right. However, he did use a little bit of smarts in running in a zigzag because that is your best way avoid getting it.
You've probably seen that in a movie or two.
I mean, I got my concealed carry, man. I know how to
zigzag.
Wow. But then, like, that's a graveyard. Was that kind of sacred to somebody, maybe?
You know,
like, no care. Well, obviously,
I had the opportunity to return to Vietnam with College of the Ozarks a few years ago, and I spent a lot of time as we were driving down the roads or even a couple of times on a boat in the river, looking at the graveyards, trying to see if I could see some type of emblem like that, because I've always been, ever since getting back from Vietnam the first time, I was concerned that we had done a very wrong, bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been nice to somehow have gotten it corrected, but I don't know how. But yeah, I was afraid to ask anybody if that was offensive.
Oh, sure. Right.
It was like, if I don't know, then I don't know.
Then you just don't know.
Oh, I got a hunch it was offensive.
Okay, so I have a question.
All right.
Are you going to reveal at some point in the story where that bird ever went?
I don't know where that
bird. Don't know. Interesting.
What has been neat through the years, when I see photographs of the riverine force and the boats, I can always spot if mine's in the photograph.
Because of
that
the
wooden
bird. Apparently.
We were the only boat that had anything like that up that high end of it. I think you've seen it in a picture.
Oh, sure enough.
Yeah.
Yep, it's right here in the book.
It's very visible
mm-hmm.
from a long ways off if you know what you're looking for.
You know, Look at that. All right. You got to get this book, people. This is the pictures in here. Just, I mean, really, there's a lot of great documentation you have in here. I mean, and that's you. Yeah. Right there.
Right there. The next page.
Okay.
I think we're going to hear about that shortly in a letter, maybe.
Sounds great.
Okay.
26th of January, 1968. Dear folks, just a short note to say thanks for the wonderful package. Received it last night when we got back from an operation. The Levi's fit fine, and the writing material should last at least a week. The crew loves the marshmallows in their hot cocoa. The washcloth should help keep me clean. I plan on writing Jim L. today or tomorrow, or as soon as I can. The tea is delicious, but not as good as a glass of homemade tea would be. I'm about the same as before, still fit and healthy. That's all for now. Love, Tom.
I sure could write some long letters.
Hey, you had to go out on operation. You getting called up, you know. You had how much liberty time at that point? You said earlier, about four hours total.
One time after I got home from that first year in Vietnam, I added up the total number of hours that my feet were on solid ground.
Okay.
In a year's time, it added up to a total of 21 days.
Ooh.
That my feet were touching ground. That includes days of transit getting 2 hours.
Not really
right
free time.
Vietnam, getting 2 hour assignment, time on the army base walking around, a week R&R to Malaysia, and then out processing from the country. 21 days my feet touched the ground total.
Gee whiz. That's
so, yeah, not
hard
much,
to imagine.
Not much free time.
Hard to imagine.
And Cheryl, you're aware that I have a strong dislike for marshmallows.
I know.
I think I found out why.
Ah.
Overloaded on marshmallows in Vietnam many times. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would imagine. I've seen it come up twice in these old letters.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. I mean, yes, you know, why wouldn't you send marshmallows? They last, you know.
Yeah.
Travel well. They're light.
No, not in Vietnam humidity.
Oh.
Heat.
They get all mushy and melted?
Ugly. Just ugly. Ugly as
can. Then you just reach in that bag and tear it off and big marshmallow
big
mash.
Yeah. And hearing the letter, I think about Mom, I've told many people, was not a very good cook, but she sure knew how to make fried chicken and iced tea.
Oh,
she could whip up a batch of iced tea perfect every time and just so refreshing.
Mm-hmm. But the water was better to work with.
Might have been. Yeah. Might have been. So next time we're looking at the easy day.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center.